भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। Before I will recite to you the beautiful pastimes of Sri Krishna in Vrindavan, I want to share with you something which has become increasingly clear to me on my own spiritual journey. What has become so clear is that it is very important to be mindful of the goal of one's life. I do remember a very moving scene this year when I visited our pilgrimage procession of Parikram, which went all around Navadvip, and we had made a pause in the shade of a very big bridge on the bank of the Ganga. In the shade of this bridge, a god brother of me was driven, who is now not able to move on his own. It's His Holiness Jayapataka Maharaj, who, after a stroke, cannot walk on his own any longer, but who's very, very, very eager to instill faith in the devotees. And I remember when he was speaking to all of us, he all of a sudden became very fired up. He rose his fist in the air like this in order to make his point very clear, and said, "Let no one ever steal your faith from you." I do remember that this had a very special power, because you know, when someone who has a stroke, I don't know if you know what that is, ein Schlaganfall in Deutsch, you know, goes through his life, it's very difficult. It's very difficult. Most people who have a stroke like he had will never ever leave their bed on their own until the moment when they leave it once for all, never to return. So when he said like this, that no one ever steal your faith, I was very moved. I thought, there must be a reason why he says like this. In other words, there must be different agents to steal our faith. I think most of you have already been attacked by the faith stealers, and to some degree you look poorer than last time when I came. Your wealth has been taken away. Faith in Krishna consciousness, faith means a vision, the vision that if I do this spiritual practice, all my other needs will be automatically fulfilled. This is what faith means. And you can see how rich you are or how poor you are in the currency of faith when you watch. If you investigate your heart and look how much you have faith that just by improving on your Krishna consciousness, all your other needs will be automatically fulfilled, almost like if you pour water on the root of a tree, the branches and leaves and fruits will be supplied with sufficient nourishment. So, faith is born in the association of devotees, particularly when they speak about Krishna conscious subject matters or about Krishna. And I thought I will talk today on Krishna's pastimes with the clouds. It will challenge your Swiss understanding of how everything should be, because it is different. You will hear of thinking clouds, of clouds who rain down flowers. Das gibt's aber nicht in der Schweiz. You will hear of that clouds have names. You will actually be able to enter into the land of faith, the beautiful land of Krishna's pastimes. Is this all right, Radhika? If you want to see Krishna, you must see him through the eyes of those who love him. And today we will see Krishna through the eyes of the gopis who love Krishna most. This will give you a little understanding of the high school of divine love. Srila Prabhupada once said, when you go to Goloka Vrindavan, Krishna's abode, you love Krishna so much that you do no longer distinguish between the Lord and his subordinates. In other words, just like you love Krishna, you will love Krishna's associates. These inhabitants of Krishna's divine abode have so much unflinching love for Krishna that it's amazing. This is Vrindavan life, my dear devotees, to have love for Krishna in the heart. The gopis had first described the service of the river Jamuna, which is water flowing through the land, but now they have become so ecstatic that they look upwards and they see the cloud water in the sky, and they appreciate the service of the cloud which it does to Krishna, and loudly recite the following shloka. Drishtva tapre vrajapashunsaharama gopai sancharayantam anuvenum udirayantam prema pravritta udita kusumavalibhi sakyo vyadat svapapu vapusham buddha atapatram. Brought my little orchestra. The gopis are in the village of Vrindavan. Krishna and Balaram have left Vrindavan for the day to herd their cows. But from time to time, the gopis hear Krishna in the distance as he vibrates on his transcendental flute. So by hearing about their beloved, they can immediately understand through their love what Krishna does at this particular time. It's almost like when a mother hears the sound of her child, oop, 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 the mother can immediately understand what the child is communicating, although we cannot understand. So the gopis understand by Krishna's flute song what the Lord experiences at that moment. And here's what they see. In the company of Balaram and the cowherd boys, Lord Krishna is continually vibrating his flute as he herds all the animals of Braj, even under the full heat of the summer sun. So seeing this, how Krishna is herding the mostly the cows, the cloud in the sky has expanded himself out of love. He's rising higher and higher and constructs out of his own body with its multitude of flower-like droplets of water an umbrella for the sake of his friend. So you can understand from this how Krishna and Balaram have to follow the cows wherever they go, even under the heat of summer. It's not that they sit lazily in the shade and let the cows move about. No, they are with the cows. So those of you who know the summer heat, they know it is quite intense. And the clouds in the sky witness how Krishna moves with barefoot over the hot ground of Vrindavan. And the gopis singled out one particular cloud who came running to give shade to Krishna. This cloud even moved against the wind, Radha Sundari. It went against the river. It was so eager, it overcame all the obstacles to do its service and give shade to Krishna with its own body and cool him. And the cowherd boys, Krishna, with drops of water. So this means this cloud has particular intelligence. If you want to please Krishna, don't please him alone. Think of his dear servants also and please the dear servants. And this is what the cloud did. It, with its special intelligence, it gave a shade and rain, cooling rain to Krishna and all his friends. Sanatana Goswami describes this intelligent cloud. He says, the cloud came closer and closer to Krishna, and when it approached Krishna, it swelled on in transcendental ecstasy. We know from the descriptions of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that amongst the different symptoms of transcendental ecstasy is swelling of the body. So this cloud became so ecstatic as it became closer to Krishna that it swelled up. And while it was swelling up, it was thinking, Krishna and me are so similar. We are friends. Because Krishna does the same as I do. Both of us are helping people in great need. I with my rain cloud, with my rain, and Krishna helps the people who are in need with his transcendental pastimes. So he and me are in the same clan. We are friends. He's my Sakha. He's my friend. So, just is it natural for a dear friend to serve another dear friend? The cloud thought of serving Krishna. Mm. So using his good intelligence, this cloud guessed Krishna and his friends might be getting tired. Mm. And he was right. Krishna and his friends and the cows had gone to a group of trees, a circle of trees, and Krishna had made with his flute the sound for the cows to sit down. I think it's something like lulup. And then the cows knew, let us sit here in the circle of the shady trees. Krishna has thought this is the proper place. Let's sit down. So as the cloud up there heard how Krishna was playing his flute and indicating to the cows and the cowherd boys different messages, it felt ecstatic and said, I will also make a sound. So it made vroom, it rumbled in ecstasy, in a gentle thunder, as if his voice was choking. Then he began to sprinkle more water. It was almost as if someone cries and sprinkles someone with his tears. I don't know if you know, but when Krishna feels very merciful towards his devotees, he cries tears. And it's these tears of God which wake the devotee up for life. So Krishna cries for you, Jai Gopal. Oh, Jai Gopal is still doing this, and he's still thinking this, and he cries tears of compassion, then you are saved. These tears of the Lord which sprinkle over his devotees bring the devotees to spiritual life. Do you know that the clouds are called Syam Gan, and Krishna is called Gana Syam? Very similar. Syam means black and Gan means people. So the cloud is called the black person because it is in the clouds and it's very black from the rainwater. And Krishna is called Gana Syam. Same idea. A word needs to be said about the rain in Vrindavan. This is now transcendental rain. It is, I think, something we should alert the Swiss weather broadcast that there's some special rain. Prabhupada said that the cloud decided to relieve the Lord of the heat, not with rain, but the small flowers, which are like snow. And that the cloud made an umbrella over Krishna to shade him. The gopis express in this verse their prema. Usually, it is said when someone has love for Krishna, he will try to keep it hidden. Because love is never for public display. It's always something which needs to be kept private. So we never actually would have the chance to hear about the love of the gopis, but here they all stand together and they hear Krishna's flute and the rumbling of the clouds, and they see the whole scene, the friendship scene. According to Sanatana Goswami, the gopis say to each other, my dear girls, that cloud is most fortunate but we are so unfortunate. In every respect, our fate is just the opposite of the fate of the cloud. See, when Krishna goes out to herd his cows, we hardly ever get the chance to see him. But the cloud sees him from an aerial view, from up. It has a very good perspective. We don't get this. And even if we see Krishna, we become so bewildered when we hear his flute that we can't move. But the cloud moves and runs to Krishna. He's so much more fortunate than we are. Distressed by love, we are unable to act. How then can we do any practical service for Krishna, like shading him with an umbrella? Can you understand their feelings, Jaipal? How they feel? The cloud is better than me. That's what they feel. So the gopis lament. In this way, the cloud gives pleasure to Krishna, but we do not get the opportunity to please him. To hell with us! That's how the gopis feel. I want to ask you a question today. Have you given pleasure today to Krishna, Radha Kripa? What have you done to give pleasure, Krishna Prema Rupa, to Krishna today? It's a good question, isn't it? No need to speak out. Have you done something this day, Nayana Manjari, where you really thought, this is just for my Krishna? It's a good question. This question will make you into a devotee. Asked it many times during the day. What am I doing to give pleasure to Krishna? This is what we see the gopis do here. They feel the cloud are really relieving Krishna. In time of need, so caught, they shower these snow-like raindrops, and it makes it very cool on Krishna's body, and they give shade as an umbrella does. I really feel that this question will make you into a devotee. What do I do today to give pleasure to Krishna? Every day you should start this day, your day in the morning. What do I do to give pleasure to Krishna? I woke up this morning with this question, and because I'd done so much, it was very late. I got up at 8 o'clock in the morning. It was a scandal, and then I felt, oh, now I've only slept. And I have made some tiramisus in my bed. Only this I have done. This is not giving pleasure to Krishna. But what? But I still can do something to give pleasure to Krishna. And I got up, I sat down, and I decided I will read about the holy name to increase my faith. And then I was chanting with the express purpose to give pleasure to Krishna. And I felt enlivened in Krishna consciousness because of this thought. I would like to now discuss with you how else the clouds serve Krishna. Is this interesting for you? You must know, one day Nanda Maharaj visited Bandiravan forest to graze his cows there. This Bandiravan forest is on the opposite side from Vrindavan of the Yamuna, and it is dear to the yogis. And its darshan frees you from sins. Before you go into the Bandiravan forest, you will pass the village of snake shamas. This is a very interesting village. In this village, there are snake people. But they live together for 1 year with a snake, mostly boa constrictors. They are very large from here to Krishna Prema Rupa. You see, yeah. And they live, and after 1 year, they leave the house of the snake people. I was going in this village out of curiosity. And then you move a little bit further, and then you're in the Bandiravan forest. He walked by the side of the Yamuna and showed Krishna the trees and the forest animals. He must have shown him the peepal tree. It's a tree just like this, which is a heart. You can go to the house of Jai Gopal and see this peepal tree. A peepal tree. Is he still alive? Very good. If you have another leaf, I would appreciate it. But only if it has fallen in a natural way. So then Krishna said, well, these are hearts, Father. And Nanda Maharaj said, no, no, they are leaves under this tree, my dear Lord. No, my dear Krishna, Narayan and Lakshmi can be found. When you are bigger, you will see. And so Krishna was informed like this. So at this time, Krishna was desiring to have pastimes with Radharani. And in his heart, he ordered many ominous dark clouds, and together with wind and storm, these clouds filled the sky and began to make a huge rainstorm. The tamal and kadamba trees were pressed to the ground by this storm. Clouds were ripped apart and sailed very fastly over the sky. It was dark, it was so wet, and little Krishna, as if afraid, began to cry. Nanda Maharaj took his little boy on his arms, and he saw the cows starting to run back and forth, and became highly worried. When I take care of Krishna, the cows will die. When I take care of the cows, Krishna will be inconvenienced. And he didn't know how to help himself until suddenly a light like a soft flash was walking down the forest path, and he saw, dressed in dark blue, Srimati Radharani in her Kaishori form. Nanda Maharaj immediately bowed down low. He thought, well, maybe I've talked about Lakshmi Narayan in connection with this peepal tree. I'm so much blessed now to see the original goddess of Vrindavan with blue garments and ornaments. So Nanda said, oh goddess, you are the first beloved of Lord Hari. Lord Hari has appeared in my family as little Krishna. I take your shelter. Please protect me. Oh Devi, please take your Lord Krishna from my arms. He is so frightened. Bring him to this mother in the village. I will herd the cows back. Radharani smiled and said, Tatashta, may that be, and stretched out her hands. When she had Krishna in her hands, she pressed Krishna to her chest and moved very quickly back into the forest. And she came to a forest grove which was filled with scented garlands. I don't know if you do this in Switzerland also. When you have a garland, you can put a little oil and then they are scented garlands. So it was a grove, meinst eine Waldlichtung, nicht so ein Waldding. And when Krishna was carried into this safe place, he transformed into the form of a beautiful cowherd boy who looked more attractive than 100,000 gods of love. Rato's mouth is open in amazement. Yes, Krishna just changed from this baby shape into the full-grown size Krishna, and together with Radha, he went through the forest and he showed her different trees and different flowers. He had a peacock feather in his hair, and the divine couple then stopped and lovingly glanced at each other. Together they looked like a dark cloud with a streak of lightning. At this moment, believe it or not, Lord Brahma appeared. And he said, "I desire to perform your marriage ceremony because there will be so many people who will hear about Radha and Krishna, and they, being ordinary mortals, will criticize that they are associating but they are not married. So to save these ignorant fools from criticizing Radha and Krishna, I desire to perform your marriage ceremony. I am a qualified pujari." This was all in the plan of Krishna. Divine couple looked at each other and they agreed. And there was a beautiful marriage pavilion. A throne was there, beset with jewels. An aratik stand with beautiful aratiks instruments. What do you say? Puja articles, we say. And then Brahma called the Gandharvas, and the Gandharvas came, angel-like musicians who can play the Madanga even better than Jai Gopal. I hope this keeps you awake for the rest of the lecture. This unbearable insult. Brahma then ignited a fire yakya. And at the conclusion of the yajna, Radha and Krishna, moving very elegantly, circumambulated the fire yajna as there were sacred mantras chanted by Lord Brahma. Finally, Radha and Krishna bowed down, and Radha very shyly placed her lotus hand on the chest of Krishna. And Krishna very lovingly put his lotus head around the back of Radha. And in this way, the marriage was brought to a conclusion. There were devatas, there was music, there was dance. And at the end, Brahma became so emotional that he fell down, making his most humble obeisances. So the divine couple and Radha and Krishna put their lotus feet on the foreheads of Brahma, the creator. Wonderful, isn't it? Then Brahma left with the devatas. Srimati Radharani at that time prepared a feast from the fruits of the forest, and after Radha and Krishna had eaten, there's this beautiful picture. I don't know if you have seen, but I have this picture in the house of Ananda Chaitanya and Rangini. There's this picture. You must go to this house and see it. So Radha puts a sweet in Krishna's mouth. You can see it's in the house of Rangini and Ananda Chaitanya. It's a beautiful picture. then Krishna said to Radha, I want to show you Jamuna. Let's go, Haimo. So they went to the banks of the river Jamuna, and they looked so beautiful that sometimes the fishes would look out of the water of the Jamuna, the full darshan of Radha and Krishna. Then they swam back again. Then Krishna said, let us dance. So there were many gopis around, and Krishna started to play his flute. And again the clouds came. They made the rhythmical accompaniment with their thunder. And the feet of Radha and Krishna were going tap, tap, and the anchor bells were going genie, 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 genie. At the end, Krishna said to Radha, oh my dear Radha, I want to decorate you with many flowers and beautiful jewels, and I want to draw pictures on you with minerals. Yes, the day before yesterday we saw one boy who was totally bedecked with tattoos, and I was thinking this art comes from Vrindavan, the spiritual world, but it is done without needles. It's with minerals. It's colorful minerals. So Krishna decorated Radha. Then when Radha was fully decorated, a flower crown, flower earrings, and flower shoes, and everything from flowers, Radha desired to dress, not to decorate Krishna in a similar way. And Krishna was sitting down. Radha was just lovingly bringing a flower garland which she had made with her own hands, and was just about to put this flower garland on Krishna when Krishna transformed and became a little baby again. She said, Stoito, Stoito, what is this? No. What is this? Previously you were in your Kaishore form, now you have become the baby, but my dear beloved, why do you show me this illusion? Where have you gone? And she wept and wept. Krishna often does this. He disappears from his devotees. And Krishna has given a reason why he does it. Do you also have sometimes the feeling that Krishna has disappeared from your life? Do you have this also? Sometimes a little bit? He does this not that we become more forgetful. He does this to increase our hankering, because only if you hanker for Krishna can you get Krishna. So as Radharani was weeping because Krishna had disappeared, she heard a voice from the sky. Oh dearly, oh dearly beloved, do not lament, for in time all of your desires will be fulfilled. Do not lament. The time will come when all your desires will be fulfilled, even more than you can imagine now. Radha was wiping the tears from her eyes, took the little baby, and quickly went to Braj village of Vrindavan, where she found the house of Braja's queen, Yashoda Mai. She said, "Here's your little boy." Yashoda was very grateful. What happened? "Oh, a storm came, and your husband gave your child Krishna so that I would quickly bring him to Vrindavan's village. He's just coming with the cows on another path. I have just moved very quickly ahead. Here is him. Take good care." Radharani said it, and then she disappeared. Much later, all her desires were fulfilled. Krishna. This is how the transcendental clouds serve Krishna in another part of his pastimes. Krishna ordered them to come so that he could be with Radha, and Krishna then ordered the clouds to keep time with their thunder so that they could dance very jubilantly. In Vrindavan, everything is made from pure consciousness, and to enter into this, and everything and everyone is thinking of serving Krishna. I have heard from my exalted spiritual master, he says, in Vrindavan the trees serve Krishna, the rivers serve Krishna, the cowherd boys serve Krishna, Nanda and Yashoda serve Krishna. Everyone and everything serves Krishna, and today we have heard how the clouds serve Krishna. It is this consciousness which we want to enter, and we can enter this consciousness by simply asking ourselves the question, is this for the pleasure of Krishna? How will I serve the pleasure of Krishna? If you do this many, many times a year, I think it will take you only one short lifetime before you have mastered this art to please Krishna, and in this way become qualified to enter the eternal Vrindavan, the land of service, where even the clouds serve Krishna. I will sing with you now for 5 minutes the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. You can think about what you have heard, or just sing. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama. You play what you know. Krishna, Krishna, Hare, Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare, Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.
Krishna, Krishna, Hare, Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare, Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Rama Hare Rama, Rama Rama Hare Hare, Hare Krishna Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Rama Hare Rama. Oh! Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Jaya Gaura Nitai, Jaya Gaura Nitai, Jaya Gaura Nitai, Jaya Gaura Nitai, Jaya Jagannath, Jaya Baladev, Jaya Jaya Svargana, Jaya Jagannath, Jaya Balam, Jaya Jagannath, Jaya Baladev, Jaya Subhadra, Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. Oh, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare, Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. Gaura Premanandi Hari 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 Bo.
For today, we will put the book on pastimes of Krishna to rest, but we will surely open it tomorrow evening again when we have a program with one Brijbasi. Even we have, even the clock knows about it. I will stay also tomorrow morning. I will be here in the temple, and I will give a morning class tomorrow morning, which will have a very interesting subject. I think it's philosophically very fascinating. It deals with absorption. It poses a very interesting question, and that question is, how can we actually ever think of Krishna when the world enters us and we enter the world? what that means, you will see tomorrow. Surprise. Okay, so let us see if you have any question, Krishna Prema Rupa, or anything on your mind which you would like to discuss. Otherwise, we can also stop at this moment. It is like this. This statement comes from Sridhar Swami, who says that at the beginning of an act, the intention must be there to dedicate that act to Krishna. Then only it is called bhakti, or technically this would be Swarup Siddhi Bhakti, not Aropya Bhakti. Aropya is something that you do it, and then you ascribe it afterwards to Krishna. This is for Krishna. I give a donation for Krishna. So, but bhakti in itself is different. It means you do this exclusively for Krishna. It's almost like if I like vernissage. That's a Swiss preparation. I happen to like very much, but I never get it. Swiss devotees know. So say I'm crazy after vernissage, and I then come. I invite you to my house, and I make vernissage. I collect the Lakshmi from my neighbor, you know, and I say a very important president is coming. I have to make vernissage for Mr. President, but I really only want to do it for myself, and I keep a good portion aside for tomorrow also. You know, then this would not be an act of love towards you. I'm making this vernissage really for me, and you know, I'm using the fact that you come as a good means to collect some Lakshmi and, you know, make this vernissage and so on. So this is what most of us do in relationship to Krishna. We like to do certain things, and then we say, it's for you, Krishna. But in opposition to this, the difference from this is that we do something just for Krishna. Let us say, I on my own would never eat vernissage. It never crosses my mind. But I know you come and you like vernissage, so I make vernissage for you. And I'm a poor person, so I make only enough that you can enjoy the vernissage. So that would be an example of what bhakti means. So in order to come to that level where we actually do something for Krishna, not for us, and then ascribe to it bhakti, we would actually have to meditate, what do I do today for the pleasure of Krishna? You still have a whole hour, or let us say half an hour, to think about this question, Radha Sundari, and to do something. Krishna is very, very easily satisfied even with a flower which we offer to him, if it's done with bhakti. But we still have to have so much time to do it, and I recommend you to really take this out of the class into your life, this question, you know, what do I do to give pleasure to Krishna? It's an interesting point, isn't it? It's a very simple, but it's here where we have to start, and when we are not, and we have to a little bit overcome our avidya or unwillingness to do something for Krishna. We have great willingness to do something for us, but not much to do for Krishna. But we can do. It is not a problem. We can just do a little something. What is about doing a round for Krishna with full attention? Wow! Wow! This is a whole new dimension of life. It's exciting. It's not so boring. Do you also like to hear about Krishna? Isn't this what we want, what we really need? I have come to understand in my life, I'm happy when I hear about Krishna, and I'm unhappy when I do not hear about Krishna. So simple. You know, there comes a time when you understand the absolute truth is not something, it's someone. And then your whole life changes. Krishna. I wish you a very good night. And I see, I think you know the schedule. We have tomorrow the morning class, but then program in the evening. I don't know much about it because I'm traveling so much, but I think it is, well, I know there's a program with Pundarika Goswami myself, and then the day after on Friday I will most probably be here again, and then I will do the sacred space seminar part two. I think it's very nice. It's already fully booked up to the last bed, but one can always sleep on the, you know, where you clean your shoes before the house. Fusmate. Hare Krishna. Good. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Sisi Gonitai ki jai.